One of the people who will be watching the president's speech tonight is Howard Dean, chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Steve Inskeep asked him what tactics he and his party have learned from their Republican opponents.
Well, I think the Democrats have begun to unify our message and unify our approach, a theme which talks about honesty and integrity in government, a strong defense based on telling the truth to our citizens, our soldiers, and our allies, American jobs that'll stay in America. These kinds of themes, I think, will allow us to take back the Congress. They've attacked our patriotism for a long time. Well, now you're going to see the gloves come off on the Democratic side, and that's the only way we can take the country back for the people who built it.
When you talk about honesty and integrity in government, you're saying you want to emphasize the scandals in Washington.
Well, yeah, it's not just the scandals. It's things like the conference committees putting in things in the middle of the night that give $22 billion to HMOs. It's things like the president not telling the truth about Katrina. He said he had no idea that it was going to be this bad. Now we find out that 2 days ahead of time there was an extensive briefing in the White House. So this is a pattern of dishonesty in the administration. It doesn't just extend to the Abramoff scandals.
The Washington Post survey recently asked people for issues that mattered to them, and the congressional scandals came in last in a list of 14 different issues.
Yes, but character and values matter to people. They want to know what your position on the issues are, but they want to know what kind of a person you are. We can really differentiate ourselves from Republicans in this area.
Factually speaking in terms of facts, Republicans can look at this lobbyist, Jack Abramoff, whose clients gave most of their money to Republicans, and say that some of the money did go to Democrats.
Yeah, they can say that, and of course that's what they're going to try to do, but of course that's not really truthful either.
Well, now, wait a minute. Democrats did receive money from Abramoff's clients, so there is
some truth there. Literally, it's true, but the fact is that only Republicans have had money directed to them from Jack Abramoff in return for certain legislative favors.
I want to ask about another issue, if I might, eavesdropping. The president has been criticized, and he has vigorously defended in recent days the National Security Agency listening to what the administration describes as international phone calls that may involve Americans. How does that become an issue that Americans vote on?
Well, the issue is, do you trust the president? Does he tell the truth? And the fact is, of course, he's not telling the truth about this either. Why the president decided to do this, I don't know. Every Democrat in America, I think, is in favor of spying on al-Qaeda. What Democrats are not in favor of is giving up the constitutional protections for ordinary American citizens.
You said the president is being untruthful. Do you have evidence that the president is being untruthful in the way that he's describing the program now?
I believe he is, because there's been reports in reputable news magazines that they're tapping into the main trunk lines just to look at patterns of telephone calls. Those are Americans that are being spied on, not just terrorists. How can you find out if somebody's a terrorist unless you tap their phone? And I'm not against tapping the phone, but I want court protection, because that's what stands between us and a dictatorship, and I don't think this country's ready for that.
Governor, I want to ask about one other issue. We're talking as President Bush prepares his State of the Union address. One of the issues he's expected to touch on is health care, which makes me wonder, if Democrats were in power, what could they do differently than the last time Democrats were in power and tried to pass health care reform and failed?
This is hard to believe, but it's true. And I was not a fan of the single payer. But the fact is that the government actually runs health care systems substantially more cheaply than private insurance companies. That is a fact. And so I don't advocate for a single payer, but I do advocate for health care for every single American.
Well, hold on. You're saying that you don't want the U.S. government to become the health insurer for all Americans, which would be a single payer, as you say.
Right.
But you do want the government to have more control over health insurance and health insurance costs across the board and more management.
What I want is to make sure that everybody has insurance. And what I propose is that those under 25 would be in a single payer, an automatic, essentially free insurance. It's a very low-cost group. So just do it. Secondly, fix Medicare properly so the drug prescription is part of Medicare, not part of some private scheme to benefit the insurance industry, the drug industry. And then in between, you've got to work something out that's very difficult. Between 25 and 65, what I proposed in the presidential campaign was to use employer-based. I think that the business community is not going to like that anymore. The business community is really suffering because of the healthcare mess in America, in part. So we've got to sit down with the business community and figure out a way to insure people. And if that's government insurance, well, then I'm willing to listen.
Howard Dean is chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Mr. Chairman, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Steve.